Controversial sermons has residents asking the city to kick him out of town.
Sheena Silva talked to residents of El Monte who have been protesting against the pastor and his church.
We're making El Monte a righteous city.
At First Works Baptist Church in El Monte, Pastor Bruce Mejia is preaching against people in the LGBTQ community.
So how does God view them? As rapists? How does God view them? As child molesters?
He tells the men in his congregation not to let their wives work.
And much of adultery that takes place in marriage is when a woman is working out in the world. That happens all the time. Why? Because women are weak. I'm not downplaying them. I'm not degrading them. It's fact.
It's also a fact in his book that Disney characters like Elsa from Frozen are sinners.
She's not a princess. She's a whore.
How are residents in El Monte reacting to all of this?
Stop being homophobes. Stop being transphobes.
They plan to continue holding demonstrations like this one.
He preaches so much hate against everyone.
The way that he's twisting things in the Bible, the way that he is trying to put down women.
It worries me that we have been living here our whole lives and that there are people who agree with this rhetoric and we're potentially like targets to like hate crimes.
But Pastor Mejia doesn't care what they think.
I'm not afraid of these freaks.
First Work Baptists are calling for the government execution of the LGBT community.
While conducting interviews, a parishioner came outside of the church to speak with us.
Well, I agree 100% with his message, and it's not a message of hate. So
you don't think it's hateful to say that the government should execute them?
That's not hateful. That's what God says. That's what the Bible says.
You believe that that is okay?
Yeah, that is okay because God said it.
I am completely disgusted that this city has allowed these people to be able to continue to say their hate speech.
We spoke with the El Monte Chief of Police and the city manager, who told us they are offering mediators
to help facilitate a conversation, a roundtable dialogue around these issues. But with anything else, the parties have to be willing to sit down and participate in that dialogue.
But Mejia has refused to meet with any mediators. And while his speech may be considered hateful, Police Chief David Reynoso says it's not criminal.
Well, criminal speech is when you directly threaten a crime against someone, threaten or hurt someone, to kill someone, as opposed to very general hate speech.
I'm still not apologizing. We're getting you guys out of here. Okay, you're still filthy.
That was Gina Silva reporting. Now, of course, we have reached out to the pastor for comment, but he has not gotten back to us.
Some of my sermons where I'm preaching against the sodomites, where I specifically talk about what the Bible says about them, and that basically has offended them, that group that's currently in this city right now, the ones who are going to be protesting. And so they're trying to run us out of the city. They're trying to sign a petition to get us out of here. But the reality is that I shall not be moving. So I'm not going anywhere. And even if they were to successfully get me out, theoretically speaking, I'm still going to preach against them. I'm still going to preach the word of God. I'm not backing down.
Of course, we have reached out to the pastor for comment, but he has not gotten back to us.